Iranian scientists and researchers honored, hearing their names called and walking across the stage to be presented their awards by the first vice president was the highlight of this year's special ceremony to honor Iran's top researchers and scientists. Academics in different fields of science and technology were present from all over the country to celebrate Iran's scientific achievements as the government takes more steps to strengthen the bond between industry and universities.
Our recent achievements in science and technology have affected our industrial development because of the collaboration between the universities and industry.
This has also become evident in Iran's defense capabilities.
At least half of the products displayed here can be used to improve our defense capabilities.
This comes at a time when Western countries are making concerted efforts to isolate Iran. The imposition of harsh economic sanctions and threats of war, however, according to Iranian officials, have done little to discourage the scientific community.
Our scientists have proven that they will never bow to pressures, but instead they will turn them into opportunities for more development.
According to a report by the Canadian research firm Science Metrics, today Iran ranks first globally in terms of growth and scientific productivity with a 14.4 growth index, a rate 11 times more than the average growth of the world's output in 2009. The fastest growing sectors are physics, engineering, chemistry, and mathematics, as well as the cutting-edge fields of human embryonic stem cell research and nanotechnology.
We have produced 74 new nano products. As you know, we already rank 8th nanotechnology.
With an annual growth rate of 25%, already surpassing countries such as Sweden and Norway, Iran will reach the level of the Canadian annual output in 2017. According to its long-term planning, known as the Vision 2025, in 13 years, Iran will have to rank first in terms of its scientific achievements in the region. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.